On this episode of Cross Examine, we will be talking about Kim Davis, the county clerk in Kentucky that refused to sign off on sodomite marriage license, as well as the U.S. District Court judge there that threw her in jail for simply following the laws of Kentucky. Stay tuned. Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb, and we just welcome you once again to our show. This half hour, I would like to talk about Kim Davis. Now, Kim Davis, as you're well aware, is the county clerk for Rowan County, which encompasses Ashland County. And that is Ashland, Kentucky, I should say. And as you're all well aware, she is the county clerk that made national headline news by refusing to issue marriage license to sodomite couples. And if any of you were watching any of the television shows and news reports and reading newspapers, she continually and faithfully refused to just sign off on marriage license. And as a result of that, there was a great hysteria. Christians and conservatives flocked to that county to stand beside her, to defend her stance on upholding the laws of Kentucky. And as a result of that, there were also sodomite couples that came there intentionally to try to get married. And the one couple that eventually did get married there was from Ohio. So they were not even Kentuckians, I should say, but were from Ohio. And their whole agenda was in order to try to file a lawsuit to get Kim Davis thrown in jail. Now, what is interesting in all of this is that the U.S. Supreme Court judge, or the U.S. District Court judge, I should say, in Kentucky, who threw her in jail, stated that she had violated the U.S. Constitution. Because the Supreme Court made a ruling, and as a result of that, she had to go along with what the U.S. Supreme Court held, and as a result, she violated the court order. But the question is, did she actually violate a court order? Did she actually violate the law of the land? What you have to all understand, and what we all have to understand, is that the U.S. Supreme Court cannot make laws. They can only interpret laws. And I will not go into depth on that, but I will probably, hopefully here in the next month or so, talk about the United States Supreme Court and what really can they actually issue opinions on. But argument sake for today's discussion is they only are able to decide an opinion. They cannot make a law. And so when the Supreme Court issued its ruling, it did not actually make a law. And as a result of that, Kim Davis actually did not violate any law at all. And she should not have been sent to jail for refusing to obey the U.S. Supreme Court's decision. Because ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Did Davis violate any laws? Was she acting in accordance to her First Amendment right of the free exercise of her religion? That's clearly set out in the United States Constitution. And if we all know, for one thing, is that anyone that studies the framework of the Constitution and what abilities and powers each branch has, we all know that the branch of the government that deals specifically with making laws is the U.S. Congress. Now, Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution clearly states, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. That means all legislative powers granted shall be vested in a Congress. So when the U.S. Supreme Court issues a ruling, issues an opinion, they only can make a decision on that case before them, but they cannot make a law. They cannot mandate a law. That has to be gone through a process through the legislative branch. That is where the issue comes down to in this case. Is Kim Davis, a Kentucky county clerk, continue to follow the laws of the state of Kentucky? Now, the Kentucky state legislature has not passed any laws legalizing same-sex marriage. The United States Congress has not passed any laws legalizing same-sex marriages. If you go to the Kentucky code dealing with who can be married and what authority is given in the marriage, the laws in Kentucky codified under section 402.005 and 402.020 of the Kentucky Revised Statute has not been amended. And those sections specifically restrict marriage to, quote, the civil status, condition, or relation to one man and one woman, end quote. So you have this clerk, Kim Davis, who follows the state law of Kentucky, follows the law of the legislation of Kentucky. She is elected by the people in her county, by the constituents. And she is then thrown in jail by violating the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling. And remember, the U.S. Supreme Court only decided on that opinion. That opinion stated that same-sex marriage was allowed. But again, that is only dealing with an opinion. The Supreme Court cannot make laws. That is strictly, according to the U.S. Constitution, is given strictly to the legislative branch. And that's what Kim Davis was doing. She was upholding the laws of her state. She was upholding the laws of her county. She was upholding the laws of the statutes that was passed by the legislative branch. And she was upholding the laws of the U.S. Constitution. So we have, again, we have this scenario that is being played out once again, where you have an extreme, you know, when I say extreme, I'm not being light about this. We have an extremist U.S. District Court judge that is basically going against the Constitution. He's going against the state of Kentucky. He's going against the will of the people. He's going against the Constitution by ordering and jailing an elected official for merely upholding the laws of her state. And so she was not giving any due process rights. She was not in violation of any court order. She was not a party to the decision dealing with the U.S. Supreme Court. She was not anywhere subject to the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court. But nevertheless, we have these tyrants. We have these kings that go around and bullies the people around. Now, what do we know about this U.S. District Court Judge David Bunning? Now, U.S. District Court Judge David Bunning is the one that issued this order to jail Ms. Davis by simply upholding the laws of the state of Kentucky. What do we really know about this judge? Well, a lot of people are not aware that this judge is an extreme anti-Christian judge. He was appointed by Bush, and he sits over the state of Kentucky as far as dealing with federal laws. But he also held a ruling that was very much anti-Christian. And let me give you a little bit of background on a decision that he came down several years ago. In 2003, the Communist American Civil Liberties Union has sued the Boyd County Board of Education. And now the suit was basically to bully the Boyd County High School into allowing a gay straight alliance club to meet. Naturally, parents were overwhelmingly spoke out against the club. They did not want a sodomite club in their school district. It's a conservative school district, Christian-oriented, and they did not want this filthy lifestyle perpetrated into the school system. But no avail. The ACLU filed against the Boyd County Board of Education, and the ACLU is also the same organization that filed against Kim Davis. Now, Judge Bunning ordered the allowance of the sodomite straight club on campus, despite the fact that he had no jurisdiction to do so. We got to remember, folks, that the U.S. Supreme Court, the federal district court judges, the appellate judges, only have jurisdiction over certain cases, and that is all. And unfortunately, when we see these extreme judges taking positions and making rulings, we as a people, we as the legislative branch, have the ability to overturn their rulings, to impeach these judges, to go through the process to impeach these judges that strictly put their middle finger to the masses of people and say, I'm not going to follow the U.S. Constitution. I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. And the U.S. Constitution specifically allows the ability for judges to be impeached when they are not following the Constitution. And that is something that needs to be happening. Our legislative branch needs to be taking an aggressive stance on these type of judges. Now, Judge Bunning is no exception and a very extremist judge. But again, he allowed a sodomite straight club on campus. Now, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what he did, not only allowing the sodomite straight club on campus, but what he even further went regarding his anti-Christian stance. And so stay tuned, folks. We're going to take a short station break, and we'll be right back for Cross-Examine.
Henry Ford said, "It is well that the people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning." Learn more by listening every week to Scotch Templeton and Money Matters.
Colonial America was so influenced by the Bible and its precepts that colonial America has been referred to as a Bible Commonwealth. This is especially revealed by the biblical laws and principles used in colonial government, including those against race mixing and homosexuality. America truly is a nation founded on biblical precepts.
Look around the world. Do you notice anything? White people are a global minority. Soon, white people will be the minority in historically white nations. Is it a coincidence, or is there white genocide in our future? What about your children or your grandchildren? Is this the end? Is this our fate? Think about it. This message brought to you by Christian Revival Classics and the Christian Revival Center.
The United States government is bringing hundreds of thousands of non-white political dissidents into America, and the consequence is anything but cheerful. How will these new so-called Americans change our Constitution, and what are the repercussions? Listen each week to attorney Jason Robb on Cross-Examine, because you have the right to review the evidence.
Well, welcome back to Cross-Examine. I am your host, attorney Jason Robb. And we have been discussing the U.S. District Court judge that threw Kim Davis in jail. And the judge's name is Judge Bunning. He had been appointed by Bush. And he not only was very antagonistic against Ms. Davis, the county clerk who refused to enter into same-sex marriage license and signed off on it. But we've been talking about another ruling that he had issued back in 2003. He had ruled that the Boyd County High School had to allow a gay straight alliance club to meet in that school district. In 2003, the communist American Civil Liberty Union had sued the County Board of Education, and the people, the parents were upset about it. They were surprised to have a gay straight sodomite club in their midst. And even though they were against it, the U.S. District Court Judge Bunning ruled in favor of the communist ACLU. Now, this is what part of his ruling stated. Said, quote, absent a preliminary injunction, the plaintiffs will be unable to meet at school, unable to benefit from a forum for discussion with other students who are suffering the effects of harassment based on sexual orientation, and unable to work with other students to foster tolerance among all students. So that in itself, you could definitely tell his stance on allowing sodomites in schools, and his stance on his anti-Christian views. Now, this is what Christian News had reported at that time, and I'm going to read what the Christian News, who did the reporting, reported in 2003 under this ruling. It stated, quote, but Bunning also required the school district to implement training as part of a settlement which mandated school staff and students to undergo diversity education. Quote, a significant portion of which would be devoted to issue of sexual orientation and gender harassment, end quote. However, a number of students objected to being forced to watch a video that asserted that it is wrong to oppose homosexuality and that a person's sexuality cannot be changed. They discovered that they could not opt out of the training without being penalized and contacted the legal organization Alliance Defending Freedom for assistance. ADF then sued the Boyd County Board of Education over the matter on behalf of the student Timothy Morrison and his parents, who said that the re-education requirement, quote, effectively forces the students to speak in agreement with the school district's view that homosexuality is a safe and healthy lifestyle that cannot be changed, end quote. But in 2006, Bunning again ruled that the students must watch the video and could not opt out because of their Christian identity, stating that the education, quote, rationally related to a legitimate educational goal, namely to maintain a safe environment, end quote. He said that the training would not mean that students would have to change their religious beliefs, therefore an opt-out was unnecessary. So what you had at that point is basically the judge, the federal judge, again, another extremist and another person that was going against the Constitution, forced his will on the people, forced his will on the school, forced his will on the children, and became a bully. And stated, said, not only are you going to have to allow this sodomite club in the school district, but all the students are going to have to undergo a re-education, which means that you're going to have to look at videos, you're going to have to watch videos about the homosexual lifestyle, you're going to have to rethink your position, and basically force them against their religious beliefs. And so what we have again is we have this judge, the same judge that has ruled against Kim Davis, but also had a history of ruling against the students and the schools in Kentucky itself. And even what's even more surprising is that this decision 2003, that the students were just asking to opt out. That was all. They were saying, we do not want to be forced to have to watch about the sick sexual lifestyle of homosexuality. We don't want to have to watch a video which is being propagandized by the sodomite movement, saying, oh, how homosexuality is a safe lifestyle and a healthy lifestyle, when statistically, homosexuality is not a healthy lifestyle. They have some of the highest numbers, suicide rates. They have the highest numbers of AIDS, and HIV, depression. So these are individuals that are mentally disturbed. They're not healthy. They're psychologically, they're not normal. And now we have a judge back in 2003 that is demanding and forcing students in the school district to watch this perverted lifestyle and refused for students to opt out. Now, if all of this continued in 2003, is it any surprising that he also was the judge that ruled against Kim Davis on this decision where she said, I'm not going to sign off on same-sex marriage? It shouldn't be a surprise, but it is a surprise to a lot of people because they don't think, they don't understand that there are these federal judges, these extremists that are very, very anti-Christian. They're antagonistic against the Christian faith. They do not like the history of Christianity. They don't like the history of America. They know that America is a Christian government, or used to be a Christian government. They understand that that United States has always been a country that stood on moral principles. And those moral principles were against miscegenation. Moral principles of against abortion. Moral principles of against sodomite marriages and the sodomite way of life. These extremists, these judges, these judges that like to bully themselves around, do not give a darn about the Christian faith. They don't give a darn about our history. They don't give a darn about anything associated with traditional America. They don't care about that at all. And the reason they don't care about it is they have an agenda. They have an agenda to turn the United States from once being a Christian government, a Christian society, into a secular society, to a government that does not reflect the traditional founding forefathers and foremothers that built this country. They do not want America to reflect you and me, my friends. They do not want America to reflect the traditional way of life. And when people say, well, what are you talking about, the traditional way of life? Well, just look at the shows back in the 40s and 50s. Leave It to Beaver. Fathers Know Best. Your traditional cowboy shows. That sense of time when America was innocent, when America was a traditional white country, when America was a Christian country, when America did not allow massive immigration coming into the United States. That is the type of America that these judges do not want us to be. They do not want America to reflect that type of country. Now, anybody knows that that goes to law school, that goes to any type of training regarding the legal field, they always know that when judges look and make decisions, they have to make decisions on several different type of criteria. They have to make decisions on previous case laws. They have to make decisions on what the court has jurisdiction or doesn't have jurisdiction. They have to make decisions on what was the tradition at the time of the previous rulings. They have to look at all of these factors when they make a decision. And decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court recently that allows sodomite marriage did not look at any of those. America, from the beginning of time, did not allow same-sex marriage. From the beginning of time, they did not allow massive immigration. Since the beginning of America's conception, they did not allow miscegenation. The first immigration bill in the United States restricted immigration only to white Christians. And so, when judges make these absurd decisions, all that does is cause the people to grow less and less. It allows the people, I should say, to basically not have as much credibility with those judges. They do not give them as much credibility. They know that these judges are ruling against the will of the people. They do not follow the will of people. They don't care about the will of people. And so the masses are going to start losing faith in our judicial system. They are going to stop exercising and following the decisions of these extremist judges. And that is what's going to start happening. That is why we see county clerks like Kim Davis who refuses to follow the U.S. Supreme Court decision. That is why there's a judge in Oregon that has refused to marry same-sex couples. That is why we see a trembling, a bubbling of people in the heartland of America that's realizing that these extremist judges no longer represents the will of the people. And so I have to give a round of applause to Kim Davis. Even though she might not be a racialist, she still understands that she had a duty to her people. She had a duty to the citizens of Kentucky. She had a duty to the state of Kentucky. And with that, I will see you next week, my friends. And remember, you have the right to exist.